Morning. Hey, it's really good to see you guys. Who among you are looking forward to a Powerpoll 2016 with a blast? Great. Praise God. And who among you are a little bit anxious, should I say, what's going to happen for 2016, to be honest? Yeah, thank you so much for your honesty. Well, I am so privileged to discuss with you our first series called CrossFit. Who among you are into CrossFit? Come on. Let me see your hands. I know you, Adam. You used to be before, still now. And where's our Victor? Yeah. Who else? I think Leslie, Ellie, and Dan. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the man. Yeah, that's good. But who among you are engaged into fitness? Let's say doing regular exercise. There you go. A lot of you. There's a lot of you. Now, who among you are not into fitness or exercise, but would love to live your life healthy and strong? Come on. I do understand, because you're busy. Well, part of it, you know, when you're doing training, is that you do need to supplement yourself with the right kind of food. Am I right? I do also have my fitness training when I was 18 years old. And I keep on doing it. I keep on doing it just to maintain that kind of fitness. I used to build up muscles before. Muscle man. I used to lift up heavy weights just to do powerlifting. A lot of things. And you know what? You won't be able to attain that kind of strength if you are not nourishing yourself properly. I mean, if you're only feeding yourself with all the McDonald's, chips, corn chips, you know, Coke, sugar. Rice is okay, I'm gonna tell you. For the Filipinos there. I do eat a lot. Hey. I do join Filipino gathering, and mostly they could see that I do eat a lot. I do some cheating. But during my regular day, my brothers, Pastor Weong, Pastor Richard, In Fei, Brother Mike, Alfred, Brother Elmer, could see what kind of food do I eat every day. Every morning. What do I order, Pastor Weong?
Tomato, mushrooms, broccoli.
And my lunch, my wife prepares me for, there you go, and fish. So we really need to choose the right kind of food, the right kind of food for us to nourish our self, our muscles. So therefore, we can be ready for the next exercise the following day. Now, don't you know that spiritual CrossFit is also important and crucial in our life? CrossFit. Here at Every Nation Auckland Central, we believe that one of the goals in our discipleship is to teach our disciples to have their own self-feeding, but not an endless spoon-feeding on a Sunday service like this. You really need to nourish yourself with the very word that comes forth from the mouth of God. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, it says, "Do not let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night, so you will be careful to do everything in it then you will be prosperous and successful. How about that? Joshua, the man of God. And likewise, we have to be sensible and discerning on which books or kind of information that we need to feed in ourselves, in our thoughts, in our hearts, spiritually. The Bible says, faith comes and grows as we read and hear the Word of God in Romans chapter 10, verse 17. Now, what I'm going to do is we will eat and try to digest the Word of God as we examine this word on the book of Psalm. Now, I would like you to raise up as we read in honor of the Word of God. In Psalm chapter 19, verses 7 to 11, the Bible says, "The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The precepts of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The rules of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, even much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is your servant warned. In keeping them, there is a great reward." Now you may sit down. I'm going to tell you, I would really like, my job here is to make sure that you are going to get the message. So, on a Sunday like this, who among you are tired? Who among you are tired? You're feeling tired? Tired? Yes. And who among you are feeling sleepy right now? Why are you laughing? I do understand your situation. That's why we need to help each other here. Now, turn to the person beside you and tell him or her, "If I'm sleepy or feeling tired, can you please pinch me? Please pinch me so I can be awake. So I can be awake." Or if you really cannot control, you may stand up, rise up. I don't believe that you can't go to sleep once you're standing. For me, it's okay. Just to make it sure that you are, you know, you are fully awake and still can hear this message. How about that? I'm not going to be offended. My role here is to make sure that you are going to receive this message. Don't judge the person beside you if he is sleeping or... No. We really need to help each other. How about that? We are brothers. We are family here. Hey, let's love one another. Let's help one another. How about that? Is that okay? That's great. Why do we need to read the Word every day? Why? You know what? In the Bible, David, who killed Goliath, who slain 10,000 Philistines, even though that he is a warrior, strong and mighty, don't you know that in spite of all the success and strength that he have, you know, done, he still need to go back to the Father, to the God. Because no matter what, even I myself, even Adam, either Dan, either Pastor Ricky, even whoever is into fitness here, all of us, all of us here are getting all those stress, trials, problems. All of us are vulnerable into the devil's schemes. I'm going to tell you, you are not alone. And even right now, I'm going to be telling you, the devil is trying to pull your eyes down. You go to sleep, you go to sleep. Don't listen to that. Now, I'm going to tell you, this is so important. Why? Because God created you not only on that physical body, but likewise, God Himself created you with an inner being in you. There is a spirit that lives inside of you. And this spirit that lives inside of you needs food, nourishment. Now, if you will open up your Bibles, I'm not going to be highlighting it, so you can still awake, open up your Bibles in Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. You can share your Bible with your neighbor there. The Bible said, Jesus said, man that does not live by bread alone, but the very word that comes forth from the mouth of God. Jesus, who lived here on earth for 33 years, He did also experience the same life that you are living now. There are a lot of challenges in Him. Even though that He is 100% human and 100% God, He knew that He still needs to rely on the very word that comes forth from His Father. Being dependent that is desperate. If you leave, I'm going to tell you, on your physical body, what will happen to you if you don't eat today, this lunchtime? You're going to be hungry. You won't be enjoying that, because all of them will be eating, having some picnic, and you will just only be, I'm hungry. Continue not eating, what's going to happen? You're going to feel, oh no, I'm feeling dizzy, I'm feeling weak. What's happening to me? And even though, just, I'm going to tell you, continue to eat high in sugar, high in cholesterol, high in salt, all unprocessed food, fast food, I'm going to be telling you, something's bad's going to happen to you. You know, you're not looking after yourself. So Jesus said, you really need to eat the right kind of food. Words that reflects God's integrity, uprightness, and faithfulness. And where is that available? Do you have your Bible with you? Have you invested in a very good Bible wherein it will guide you on every situation in your life? That's the reason why at the back of it, there are concordances, there are promises there, what the Bible says when this thing happens, because this is our manual. God knows that you needed this. God knows how important this is in your life. God's word is most precious than gold, and even sweeter than the finest honey. In terms to read and hear and study it, I'm going to be telling you, they will continue to live a life strong. They are going to be continuing to live their life worshiping our God, our Lord Jesus. But the question is, when you spend your time with God, Who's talking the most? Is it God Himself or is it us? When we do pray, Lord, please help me with this. Lord, I really need this. Lord, I really need that. Lord, 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 please, please, please help me grant this. Lord, I need breakthroughs and peace. But hey, stop. Listen. Listen. God the Father is calling your attention. Son, daughter, stop. Listen. Daughter, listen. Listen. I remember when I was a young boy, my dad was here when I do have some questions in life or when I need guidance on a certain thing. He will ask me, son, Gani, listen, so you can do this. Hey, daddy, how to do this, how to do that? Son, you can't do that way. You need to listen to me so I can guide you, so I can instruct you. The same thing with God when we approach Him. Are we really, really, really listening to Him? Or are we just so quick to speak about our troubles, our situations? Oh, Lord, I'm sick. Oh, Lord, I need money. Oh, Lord, I'm sad. But I'm going to be telling you, this is the moment that you'll need to reassess ourselves. How do I reassess myself? How do you reassess yourself? Now, let's try to figure that out. Let's turn our Bibles in the book of Mark, and we will see. We will see what stage are we in our life. I'm going to be asking you this. In Mark chapter 4, verse 15, are you the kind of person who's just like a seed along the path when the word is sown? As soon as they hear it, Satan comes and takes away the word that was sown on them. Some Christians or some people are just like that. They read the Bible and then after that, forget about it. Oh, tick, I've done my reading, but I read, but did I hear God's voice? Did I see His face talking to me? Have I ever asked, Lord, I don't get it. How can I get this? Are you that kind of person that you're always allowing the devil to steal that word unto you? That's number one. You have to qualify, reassess yourself. Second, are you the kind of person or Christian, just like the seed sown on rocky places, hear the word and once they receive it with full joy, wow, excitement. But since they have no root, they last only a short time. When trouble or persecution comes because of the word, it quickly falls away. Reassess it. To be honest, you really need this. I'm trying to help you. I'm trying to help you. I'm just being honest. Tap your neighbor. Who among you? Are you this first person or the second person? That the word is being sown on the rock. Now, the third person. You might be this one. Still other words, like seed sown among thorns. Hear the word, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth and the desires of other things come in and choke the word, making it unfruitful. I'm going to be telling you, I confess. I used to be that kind of person. And I confessed it, Lord, I don't want to be this kind of person. It's always choking. It's because, Lord, you know my situation. I'm a father. I'm a husband. I need to hurry up, be in the office, you know, face all the troubles, face all the worries. Go home quickly. A lot of things. Are you that kind of person who worries a lot? Are you are that kind of person when you face God, there's already trouble in here. There's no peace in you. You can't capture His voice. Are you that kind of person? Now, the fourth one is, are you this poor person like seeds on good soil? Hear the word, accept it, and pray that was sown. This is the kind of person that Jesus would like you to live. You are bearing fruit. You can enjoy the fruits of the Spirit. There is joy, there is peace, there is love, there is patience, there is kindness, there is goodness, there is self-control in you. So to be honest, who am I, oh God? You need to confess it. Just like when, if you are a person who would like to go into training, the coach will say, okay, what are you into? They need to make a test before you undergo this kind of training so they can make a program what kind of meal that you need to take. Especially if you are big, you need to cut down on this, you need to cut down on that. What are you trying to achieve? The same thing with Jesus. When you approach Him, Jesus would like you to have the very food that will really nourish your soul, that will really nourish your spirit. And then, how do I do this? How? I'm going to be telling you, I'm just going to be sharing to you all, how do I do it? I really need to prepare myself. Just like before, for example, if I'm going to the gym, I really need to prepare myself, arrange my schedule, arrange my timing. Now, Jesus, if you were the God who created the whole universe, Father God, you are sovereign, you are almighty, I would like to make this time with you. I'm setting up an appointment. An appointment. For those people who are in my discipleship, they knew this. You need to set a special time with the Father. You really need to spend a special time with Jesus. If you're only doing it, 1 minute. Oh, I have to go. Oh, no, I cannot finish this. I have to go. It's going to be traffic. At night, feeling tired. I'm feeling sleepy. If you're doing it in break time, somebody rings you up. No, I cannot do my devotion. Hey, I'm going to be telling you. What if, for example, if John Key would like to see you, isn't it that you would like to, John Key, our prime minister, isn't it that you would like to make yourself very much available? Isn't it? How about with God? When God said, I have prepared you a table for me. I have prepared you a table for me. And this is what I would like you to capture. For some of us, John chapter 5, verse 39, you diligently seek the scripture. But you think that by them you possess eternity, yet you refuse to come to me. I tried to do this before. during my religious days. I read the Bible, I try to study it, but there's no Jesus in me. That's why Jesus said, you refuse to come to me. I'm approaching God without Jesus. It never happened. It never happened. That's why what happens? The devil is there. He's going to try to steal the very word. I may accept it with pure joy, but the deceitfulness of life takes away. I may accept it with excitement, but the troubles and cares of this world is diminishing the word. You need Jesus. I need Jesus. I'm going to be telling you, if you need Jesus, I will go, Lord. If they would like to go after you, I will run to you first. I would like to be very sure that, Lord, I have you. I have your attention, oh God. That's why Jesus said, how do we pray? Go inside your room. Go inside your room. You don't need to expose yourself in somebody else. Away from your mobile phones, away from everything. Only with God, only with Him. If I will be going to talk to my son, just like, for example, Ian, come on, or Ivan, come on, let's talk. Let's have our father and son talk. And I do enjoy it. How much more if you're going to spend your time with God? I'm going to be telling you, you are about to discover new things. As you know, devote yourself, your time with Him. New things for 2016, how about that? New things for you, new attitude, a new you. So Jesus, is Jesus really present with us? Open up your Bible in the book of John. Jesus said, for the bread of God is He who comes down from heaven that gives life to the world. I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. And he who believes in me will never come thirsty. From John 6:35. He who comes to me. Are we inviting Him during our devotion time? Are we soaking ourselves into His presence? Are we? That's why the challenge here is some on Jesus' time, they cannot understand this, because Jesus said, I tell you the truth, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink His blood, you have no life in you. They say, Lord, how can we eat you? How can we eat your flesh? How? How? Don't you know that Jesus in our days is a God whom we should worship in spirit and in truth? And every time we are meeting with Him, He said, the very words that I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. Those words are part of Him. Those words are very part of Him that we need to eat it. Eat it. Confess it. Lord, this is too hard for me, oh God. You really need to confess it. Confess it. You need to ask. And you need to listen to His voice. And you need to believe Him, trust Him, because He is the God that speaks to you in every situation in your life, whether you're weak, you're sick, you're lonely, you're tired, you're sad, you need help for whatever reason, even when you are happy, you're full, when you're about to face challenges, He is there. He is there. And that will only be the moment that you can pray after hearing it. Personalize it. Apply it unto you. Your Lord, you said that you will provide everything that I need, because you said you will never leave me nor forsake me. Declare it. Personalize those scriptures. Lord, you said, oh Lord, that's what you said, Father God. That's what you said, Jesus, my friend. Jesus, my Lord. Personalize it. Claim it. Own it. Eat it. Then live on it. In James 1, verse 22 to 25, be hearers and doers of the word. If you do this, you will be blessed in everything that you do. So I would like to, are we still, how are we doing? Are you still awake? Okay, now I would like you to turn to your neighbor. This is what you need. This is what you need. Who needs nourishment? Come on. Spiritual nourishment. Who needs it? Number one, when we hear and read the Word of God, you will have, what does the screen says? Wisdom. Wisdom. The law of the Lord is perfect, reviving the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The rules set by the Lord are reliable and impart wisdom to the inexperienced or the morally naive. That is, those who are young and still is the process of learning right from wrong and choosing and recognizing wisdom against foolishness. So powerful. And you need to recognize there are two kinds of wisdom. Turn your Bible in the book of James. James 3, verse 13 says, or 14, but if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Such wisdom does not come from heaven, but is earthly, unspiritual, of the devil, where you have envy and selfish ambition. There you find disorder and every evil practice. But the wisdom that comes from God is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy, good and impartial. This is the kind of wisdom that God would like you to have. That, you know what? What I learned in life is, for you to bear fruit, you need to think about God. You need to think about others. It can be your wife. It can be your children. Plus your children, I mean, your friends, the people around you. And think about less for yourself. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart. Lord, am I really loving you with all my heart, 100%? If you're not, confess it to him. Confess it to him. Lord, am I really loving you with all my strength? If you're not, Lord, every time that I'm seeing you, I'm feeling distracted, I'm feeling weak, I'm feeling so troubled. Confess it to him. Ask for help. Lord, am I really loving you with all my soul? This is wherein you need to enlarge your spirit so you can worship God, listen to him in spirit and in truth. If you're doing it only in your human nature, I'm going to be telling you, it's going to be hard. It's all in here. It doesn't apply in here. there's no conviction. There are doubts. The devil will be trying to say, no, that's not true. You are already living in a modern world. It doesn't exist any longer. That is not true. You have to fight. Fight for your faith. Tell to your neighbor beside you, you have to fight for your faith. Fight for your faith. So, with that, the word also gives you, second one is order. Order. What life is when everything is in order? Isn't it? Everything is fun. Everything is glorious. You can smile, you can face the day positive. That's why so many people here are saying, why I can't do this? Why I cannot achieve that? Jesus replied in Mark chapter 1, are you not in error because you do not know the scripture or the power of God? That's one of the reasons. And then, thirdly, what do we get? Another one is R for reward. Who wants reward? This is the moment. God will reward you in every obedience that you do. God will reward you when you trust Him. God will reward you when you confess all your sins and even your failings. He will there be there to revive you. He will be there to restore you. Just like the psalm says, restore to me the joy of your salvation. When you do get God's reward, you can always rejoice. You can have joy. You can have peace in your life. And then fourthly, D is for desire. Desire. Who would like to have a desire in their relationship for whatever, isn't it? You need to continue that desire. Otherwise, if there's no desire, even though, for example, you're doing CrossFit, if there's no more desire, you are going to stop. If there's no more desire for a person to live, they're going to commit suicide. If there's no more desire, life will end. Desire, goal, to feed yourself with the healthy word and be intimate to God. I'm going to be telling you, the more that you will desire, the more that you will treasure God's word. So when you do achieve this, you will have the desire, therefore you will have the discipline, therefore you will always have a delight to do it regularly. Discipline and delight to do it regularly. So in summary, we have the word that summarizes. Word provides us wisdom. God's word provides us order in our life. God's words provide us rewards in our life. When you do this diligently, you will have the discipline and delight to do it again the next day of your life. John verse 63 says, the Spirit gives life. The flesh counts for nothing. The words I have spoken to you are spirit, and they are life. Live your life with Jesus only. Live your life to the fullest. Be strong and very courageous. Thank you so much. God bless you all.
Wonderful. Wasn't that good? I believe that's exactly what many of us needed to hear this morning, didn't we? The encouragement about the Word of God. Thank you so much, Garni. And you know, something we always want to do, whoever brings a message from here, we want their life to match the message. You can just recite words of a piece of paper, but if your life doesn't match the message, the mandate, if you will, doesn't match the message, there's no power. Garni, there's power this morning. And I know this man, that's why I invited him to speak. We've got other preachers in the room, but he lives this powerfully and consistently. And so thank you so much for bringing that, Garni. Who feels challenged and encouraged? That's right. I mean, we're all the same in holiday mode. And the crazy thing is we've got more time than ever. But actually, we get so consumed with other things, don't we? Entertainment and everything else. And we've got all this time to spend in the Word of God. And yet we often neglect the very thing that we need to sustain and strengthen us. And so believe that was way more than just a nice talk. That was of the Holy Spirit. And I know that we need, many of us need to really make a commitment to the Lord regarding the Word. Not out of legalism, not out of religious duty, but out of desire. Because here's something that really just dropped in my heart as Garni was speaking. The words that feed are the words that lead. The words that feed are the words that lead. Really, we live in a war of words. There's more words than ever before. They drop on our phone all the time. In fact, some of you may have even been on social networking while we're talking this morning. So many words. So many words read, words seen, words listened to, talkback, radio, everyone's got an opinion, workplace, home, just words, 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 words. The words that we feed on are the words that we lean on. And the words that sustain us and strengthen us, unfortunately, are the words that often are neglected.